I want to welcome Agile XRM to the podcast. I've known the people at Agile XRM for the past 12 years. I've seen how their business process management tool can add massive value to complex organizational processes in sectors such as finance and government. If you have complex processes or a need for dialogues on the Power Platform or Dynamics 365, take a look at how this BPM tool can add value. You can find them at agilexrm.com or check out the show notes for more details. Welcome to the MVP Show. My intention is that you listen to the stories of these MVP guests and are inspired to become an MVP and bring value to the world through your skills. If you have not checked it out already, I do a YouTube series called How to Become an MVP. The link is in the show notes. With that, let's get on with the show. Today's guest is from Nigeria. He works at AXA as a team lead in business process reengineering. He was first awarded as MVP in 2022. He's a low-code advocate, developer, and consultant for about 3 years. He is one of the community leaders at the Nigeria Power Platform User Group. You can find links to his bio and social media in the show notes for this episode. Welcome to the show, Oluwa Tubi.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mark. I'm delighted to be here.
It's great to have you on the show. Before we get started, tell me a bit about you. Tell me a bit about food. What food do you enjoy eating? What do you do for fun? And anything about your family and friends?
All right. So for fun, I would say I read a lot of tech blogs, but, you know, I recently started watching football. I stopped watching it for a while, say like 2-3 years. You know, in my country, this language is, you know, football is not for the weak, it's for the strong. So it's something I picked up recently and it's been fun. You know, my country got to the finals in AFCON, and I was really delighted to have supported them to get through to the stage. Though they didn't get the cup, but you know, they really did great. And it was really nice getting to see what, you know, they really accomplished here. And the other things I do for fun, I attend events. I'm a fan of, you know, networking and connecting with people, sharing knowledge and also community. So even outside the tech, you know, community, if I see a very nice, you know, conference coming up, it's something I definitely would jump on and attend.
What did you say your favorite food was?
Okay, for food, that would be beans and plantain, fried plantain. Beans and fried plantain. Yeah, that would definitely be my favorite food.
Nice. Nice. As in, my kids love plantain. They are, as in, I enjoy it as well. So you fry it, you say?
Yeah. So you fry the plantain. You cook the beans, then you know you fry the plantain and put it round on the top of the beans. You know, now tradition we did more like in a circle. It's always, you know, now it's our culture. So yeah, it's very delicious. It's done very, very well. And there are different types of, you know, beans. You have the normal beans and you have the, we call it it's a funny name. But it's really nice, you know, when you eat it together with fried plantain. Once it comes to Nigeria, definitely something I'll give you a treat, so definitely.
Nice. Tell me about how you got into tech.
Yeah, that would be right from my undergraduate days in school. I didn't just get into it. I was, you know, I studied engineering, so I have an engineering background. And towards my final year, this set of people came to my school, not into the school, just beside the school. They came with a tech hub. They just did a tech hub, because tech wasn't really, you know, it wasn't a big thing at the time. It wasn't popular as it is now, you know, with tech bros and taxis and all of that flying around. It wasn't like that then. So I was in school final year, so they created this tech hub beside my school. And, you know, they told us they're teaching Python and, you know, R then at the time. And my friend happened to hear about it and he joined. For me, I was just, you know, doing my thing. Then my friend introduced me to the course. He was part of the first course. I went to that school. After the first course, he came to meet me and told me, oh, it's a great program. You learned a lot and you know, things like that. And that's how I joined the tech of the following course. And that's how I started learning Python. You know, I learned Python and RStudio at the time. Then towards the following semester, I did a bit of C#. Then after that, I graduated from school, went on to do a bit of, in my country, we do what we call a youth service for a year after I graduate, more like you're serving your country. And most times we are kind of posted to teach. So I was posted to teach in a school. And after that, you know, I was privileged to get this opportunity to intern at the company. And the reason I got the internship was because of my background knowledge in C#, which I got while I was in school. And yeah, so that I got the internship, and from there I've been growing in the tech field.
Very good. So how did then that take you into the Power Platform?
Okay. So for the Power Platform, I didn't know about the Power Platform until 2021. Yeah. And it was really funny because the company that brought me in at the time, you know, as an intern, when they took me in, they brought me in as a software developer intern. And it was just like a 3-month internship. But towards the last month, the manager walked up to me and told me, oh, Toby. And then Power Platform wasn't even popular in Nigeria then. And this was about, you know, 2021. So Power Platform wasn't really popular. You know, then some countries have started using it, or some companies have started using it, but not most, you know, people didn't know about it very well within in Nigeria as of like now. So he walked up to my IT manager and said, oh, so they have been hearing the Power Platform. Can you just check what it's about? You know, they are young, they are fresh. Just check what it's about and that, you know, that's it. So out of curiosity, I was like, what is this Power Platform? So I went, I did some research. So then, you know, we had this template. It was just, you know, the Power Platform. We had the, it was then called Common CDS. Yeah, the CDS. We had the Canvas app, as always existed. Then we had Power Exporter. Then I just went in, I stayed around the templates that were existing there for just the last month of my internship, and that was it. So after the internship, I went to my service, and I was sitting in my service then, because I was doing that at my time. So after I was on my service, another company called my internship, and they asked, oh, they wanted to get the Power Platform intern at the time. So this was like a startup. But, you know, they are like a Microsoft partner company. So they were looking for interest for Power Platform. And they asked me, oh, I got a Power Platform before. I'm like, yes, yeah. I put around templates. I've done this, I've done this, everything. And that was how, you know, they brought me in. But at this point, or in this organization, I now really learned what the Power Platform was all about. You know, then I only put around the template. But coming to this company, you know, I was able to go to a lot of training resources. I was introduced to AppDB and other resources that made me learn the tool, and then started jumping on projects. So the company started giving me a real life project. I started going to meet clients, right? To ask them, what was the issue? You know, what do you need to automate? What do you need, you know, to build an app around? So that was when I got to jump on the modern driven app, building one asset facility management. So then I automated some processes for some financial institutions. And as I, you know, started digging deep and deep into the Power Platform.
Well, that's an interesting journey. Right now, what's your focus mainly on? Is you know, on the Power Platform, you have Power Apps, Power Automate, Power BI, Power Pages, and of course Copilot Studio. Where do you spend most of your time at the moment?
Okay, if I'm to rank it, I would say the top of the list would be Power Automate, then Power Apps, then Power BI, then Copilot Studio, then Power Pages. You know, Power Pages are trying to take fresh, you know, the guys are still looking for how to adopt it and say it can bring value. But Power Automate is definitely number one. You know, I feel it's something every organization should jump on. If you're not using any of the Power Platform tools, Power Automate should be something new, because you're automating a process, you're making the process seamless. And the very important thing is most of the applications or solutions are built that I believe had the biggest impact. I love it for Automate. And the funny story is, we are not the most technical. So you'd see simple automations like, you know, the offboarding process or onboarding process for an organization, you know, something as simple as that, or just your reporting, normal reporting, you know, that kind of thing. And back then, there's an organization then, and they're still using this Word document here. Someone would, you know, get the reports for everybody. Then at the close of business, the following day, the person would go around the team, get different reports. And I came in, and I was like, oh, there's what we call OneNote. And they followed to me. And I just leveraged the two together. Yeah, and each staff can just jump in at the close of business. You know, there's an automation that notifies them in their mail at the close of business to update that sheet. So at the close of business, each staff just gets that mail, they click on the link in the mail, and they update that staff on the list. So now that load of one person going to meet all of the team members to get the report was eliminated. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you don't even get to see the people, you know, they didn't come to the office, or something happened, you could not get them on the call. Their sheet are not updated. But right now, wherever you are, you receive the mail to update the sheet, and it's on you to update the sheet, not on, you know, one person. So the time hours, I think that was one of the key things that really drove impact, you know, with that. The amount of hours, you know, that was saved in a week was roughly, I think the person spent roughly like 30 to 1 hour per day, you know, doing all of those reports. But with this, they limited that time, and the person just did his own report, each person does their own report. And at the end of the day, they are saving as much as 120 man hours per day in a week. If you convert that into, or take that man hours into something else in the business, I'm sure you know that would make the business more productive. So that, like I said, most of the solutions are leveraging power to make, and they're not that big. You know, it's something everybody can jump on.
Yeah, real good, real good. Now, you're obviously heavily involved in the Nigeria Power Platform User Group. Tell us a bit about that. How successful is it? What do you, how often do you meet? What do you commonly do?
I would definitely would want to give a shout out to the likes of Pony. You know, they're one of the founders of the Nigerian Power Platform community. Pony, you also have Brian Ido. They have the likes of Olariwaju, Invoke, and David Abu, who have also contributed very much to the community standing today. I was brought into the community as a leader, 2022. Yeah, 2022. I think July or so. And we have about 1,000 members. And, you know, we've been running our program every year, in short, every month. So we have the bootcamp coming up, you know, the annual bootcamp, the Global Power Platform bootcamp that comes up at the first quarter. And the present one, we are planning for the one coming up February 24th. And we hold this physical. And, you know, we try to even do hybrid, so that these that are, you know, that are more going, that are not able to attend and join virtually, but we try to encourage people to come in physical because it, you know, enhances that communication. And it has really grown because right now, we no longer just sit in one place. So then when 2019, I think the community was founded around 2019, 2020 or so, and then we just had one location in Lagos, but right now we are in over 9 states. And we have, like I said, over 1,000 members. And we have the bootcamp going on in those 9 states. So while we're having our bootcamp this February 24th in Lagos, we're having the same bootcamp also in Ibadan. We're having the same bootcamp in other states like Edo State and other, you know, the other 9 states, you know, Osun State also, in Oyo State also. In different states, as are going, you know, to different areas of the country, we definitely are looking to expand to all of the states. And it's really grown in that state. And talking about activities, now the bootcamp is definitely a way to sensitize people, to empower people with, you know, the knowledge of Power Platform. But we all know that you can't learn all of this in a day. So what the committee has gone ahead to do is to create the section. So we came up with this strategy in 2022, where we had a bi-monthly meeting. So we had a meeting twice a month. And we categorized those meetings into the beginners and the intermediate class. So beginners are people who have no idea of this tool, but want to learn. So we had a track for the Power Apps and Power Automate. And we had another track for the Power BI. You know, those interested in doing the data analytics and the rest of them. So we had a beginner and an intermediate class. There are 2 classes for the Power Apps and Power BI. And we had a beginner and intermediate for the Power BI. Also making in 2 classes. I wrote this class twice in a month. So we carry them step by step, you know, taking them to the big step. And we give them assignments. You know, carry them on this journey, bit by bit. And this is not just one person's job. the job of all of us in all the community leaders to come together to try to tell Camp Nom. And then our schedule, because a lot of us also work, you know, in different places. And we find a way to blame all of this in our schedule. And we were moving people with that, you know. And we did that till the end of the year, the Q4 that year. At the end of the year, you know, we empower people and we let them know, okay, at this point, you are good enough to go to the certification exam. And once you get this certification exam, then you can go start applying for jobs. I've had this one. Yeah, some persons have actually gotten some, you know, jobs. They had no idea of power platform before they came for the bootcamp. They came for the bootcamp, they then are classes, and right now, they are fully and jointly employed. So we have had this, you know, it's something they're still doing and pushing.
Well, it's impressive, and it's impressive growth, and great that you're offering so much content to educate the community and give, you know, people advantage. The final question I have for you is, what was your process to becoming an MVP, and what do you like about being an MVP?
I wasn't even considering the MVP club. Like, it wasn't even on my mind that, become an MVP for an MVP. Definitely, I admire the MVPs. I was looking at it like, within the next 5 years, I would, you know, apply for it, or I would say I can push for it. But one thing that really, you know, drove me was definitely I'm someone that like, you know, empower myself. I'm someone that like, you know, upskilling. I'm someone that like, you know, learning about new innovation. So when it comes to latest things in the Microsoft space, in the ecosystem, is one of the things I keep myself abreast with. And I was doing that, and I was definitely talking about it on my LinkedIn page, on my Twitter page. I was talking about all of these things, you know, Microsoft was dropping all of this knowledge and things like that. And I was, you know, passionate about community. That was been a passion. You know, it wasn't because I wanted to apply for the program. It was one that has been a passion. So it was something I was doing and putting out there. Then I got, you know, a message from an MVP, one of the MVPs, saying that, oh, Toby, have you considered, you know, being or joining the MVP program? And I was like, seriously? I'm still fresh. I'm still like young. I'm just 2 years or 2022, and I joined 2021. So I was just like going to 2 years or a year plus in Power Platform. Like, I feel like I have a lot to learn. And you can say, you're doing good, you know. I'm already working in an organization and doing a lot then. And then you can do this. Like, it's something that I can jump on and, you know, and take on that. It would also give me that exposure, right? And that would take me to what I deserve at the end of the program. It has given me that exposure. I can't deny that fact, you know. There's this exposure, you get to see. First off, I think I'll talk about, you know, the fact that you can talk to each other now. So now when you see a challenge or something not working fine, the access, that access as an entity to talk to the product team that, oh, you know, there's something wrong with this product, or the way you can work on this product. And the product team also having the open mind to listen to us as an entity. You know, what do you have to see? What do you feel? What does really want in this platform? And they take all of these into consideration. That's definitely one thing I want to say. And being an MVP, it's something that will definitely keep me going to keep retaining as a name of MVP. So, my MVP certification and stuff. Yeah. And then, another thing would definitely be the exposure. I would say maybe I'm on this show because I'm an MVP. Alright, so aside this, I mean, a lot of exposure I've gotten, you know, from different places, you know, people inviting me to speak at an event and from sections because I'm also an MVP. And, thirdly, the fact that you get introduced to any new product. So before Microsoft releases anything, definitely, they're the first go-to person. So being an MVP, we have been told about it. So these are the new products or the new features rather. About to live on our products, what do you think about it? I want to test on it, and they're always open to feedback, to get the feedback from the MVP. So these are things I really enjoy, you know, being an MVP.
Hey, thanks for listening. I'm your host, Business Application MVP Mark Smith, otherwise known as the NZ365 Guy. If you like the show and want to be a supporter, check out buymeacoffee.com/NZ365 Guy. Thanks again, and see you next time.